Well, it was a Palm Sunday, but because of a sore throat, little Johnny had to stay at home from church. So when the family returned home, they were carrying their palm branches. Little Johnny asked what they were for. His father replied, "People held them over Jesus' head as he walked by." "Wouldn't you know it," little Johnny fumed, "the one Sunday I don't go and he shows up." But we know that Jesus shows up every Sunday. He becomes present on this very altar, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But we do have a very special day today. It's called Palm Sunday. It's also called Passion Sunday because we read the Passion every year as we begin Holy Week today. The priest wears the red vestments to remind us of the blood that was shed during the Passion of Christ. So today these palm branches are blessed by the priest in the back of church. These are now blessed, they're sacramentals, so take good care of them. Many people will maybe make crosses out of them or even place these behind your crucifix when you go home. Or if you have a beautiful image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you can place it behind the image of the Sacred Heart or behind the crucifix. People always ask, well, what do we do with last year's palms? You know, the ones that are dry. Well, obviously you don't throw them out because you have to dispose of them properly. And the church says you can either burn them or bury them. So it would be very appropriate to take those out into the garden and just bury them in your garden. That would probably be the easiest and most appropriate way. And then place the new palms behind a religious article in your home. What does the palm branch symbolize? It symbolizes the fact that the people in those days called out and said, "Jesus is the Messiah. He is the King. He is the Son of David." And they waved the palm branches to acknowledge the kingship of Christ. So when we see these palm branches, we have to remind ourselves that Jesus is our King, He is our Lord, He is our Savior, and that's what this palm branch symbolizes, the fact that we are followers of Christ, we acknowledge Jesus as our King. Now in those days, 2,000 years ago, the people were given a choice, right? They could choose Barabbas, or they could choose Jesus. And sadly, they chose Barabbas. And in fact, every time we commit a sin, every time we commit a mortal sin, we choose some Barabbas over Jesus. Isn't that really what happens? When we follow Christ and be faithful to Him, we are acknowledging His kingship. When we choose to disobey God and choose to sin, to choose to commit a mortal sin, we say we want some Barabbas, some immoral thing over Jesus. And what do we say to Jesus? Crucify Him. Crucify Him. So today begins Holy Week. And I've always thought it's an interesting contrast between what happened on Palm Sunday and what would happen 5 days later on Good Friday. See, compare the 2 days. See, today Jesus enters into Jerusalem in triumph, being carried by a donkey. 5 days later, He has to walk through the same streets carrying a cross. Today we have a mountain, the Mount of Olives, where Jesus comes down from the mountain. On Good Friday, He goes up another mountain called Mount Calvary. Today, people took their garments and placed them along the road for Jesus to pass by. 5 days from now, He will be stripped of His garments. Today, people wave the palm branches. 5 days later, the same people would be throwing stones as Jesus walked by. Today they shout, "Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord." 5 days later, the same crowd would say, "Crucify Him, crucify Him." Today Jesus is treated with honor and praise. On Good Friday, He would be detested and scorned. Today He's called the King of Israel, the Son of David. On Friday, He would hear them say, "We have no king but Caesar." Today He's surrounded by His closest friends. But on Friday, He'd be abandoned by everyone, even His disciples. Today, His body was anointed with perfumed oil that we heard was worth 300 silver pieces. But 5 days from now, He'd be sold for 30 pieces of silver, one-tenth of the value of the perfume that was used to anoint Him today. The palm branches today that are so beautiful and green will be turned into the dried wood of the cross in just a few days. The flowers that were placed in his path will be turned into the crown of thorns that will be placed on his head. So contrast today, the triumphal entrance in Jerusalem, and yet what would happen in just 5 days when he would be scorned and rejected. So we want to make sure that we are not part of that crowd that on Sunday acknowledges Christ as king, and on Friday says we have no king but Caesar and demands his crucifixion. So whenever we're faced with a choice, you know, think of the palm branch and realize that we need to remain faithful to Christ and not choose some Barabbas over Jesus.